It's the morning show on 89.3 The Current. It is Thursday morning, and around this time, we invite Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News to let us know what's going on for the weekend arts roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Jill.
All right, what's on deck for this weekend?
Well, no matter what the weather, the American Swedish Institute is promising that they will be hosting a midsummer celebration on Saturday from 10 to 5. This is going to be, you know, become a sort of a tradition from them. It's a family-friendly day of music and dancing, and they've got their food from Fika, their restaurant.
Yeah.
That's always lovely that's out there. So that's going to be from straight on from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. They've got performances, the Minnesota Scandinavian Ensemble. They've got the Fiddles on Fire, and their artist-in-resident Connie Evingson will also be performing as part of that. But that's going on all day from 10 to 5. That looks like fun.
I'm telling you, at the American Swedish Institute, they know how to throw a party.
They know how to party.
Seriously.
It is true. It is true. Now, here's another show, a theater piece that's going on that Ed Hick, who writes theater reviews for the City Pages, said, this is probably going to be the best show you see this year. Now, when he says that, I kind of go, what? What are you talking about?
Okay.
So, H2O, this is a new play by Jane Martin, the mysterious playwright Jane Martin, who nobody knows who she actually is. She never shows up in person for things.
Okay.
But anyway, it's based on an actor, sort of a it's all about Hollywood sleazy celebrity culture. And there's a Broadway production of Hamlet. So H2O, I'm thinking water. No, oh, it's Hamlet to Ophelia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out the connection as you were
explaining
this. Okay.
Yeah. So it's about him seeking out the perfect Ophelia, and he encounters his muse and his match in this young evangelical Christian woman who's set on getting the role and saving his life. It's very interesting, and Broadway World says it's something that you'll have you reconsidering art, life, and the meaning of it all.
Okay.
So, great review from Ed Hick, and that's Gremlin Theater production, and it runs through the 27th, so you'll have to check that out. All right, so last but not least, Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
Big event tonight.
Mark Motherspa of Myopia. This is, you may know his name from a certain little band called Devo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he is an artist, a visual artist in his own right. And so this is like a huge sort of retrospective work spanning over 30 years. And it's just got a lot of stuff to it. He's an amazing visual artist, and it's got some of his... They're saying it's the most comprehensive presentation of the artist's work to date. And it's like, you know, so much of it's pop art and comic culture. And, you know, Myopia, it has to do with his own vision problems because...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he grew up with severe myopia that went undiagnosed until second grade. And his teacher would always say things to him like, read what it says on the board. And she's like, what's a board? I can't even see, you know, he couldn't even see that far. And so when they finally got diagnosed, for him, his vision was huge. And he started drawing, and they're like, oh, you're drawing really well. And he just became obsessed with art. So this is a show all about Mark Mothersbaugh. There's the Thursday, the Thursday evening at the MIA tonight. Show opening, big stuff. It'll be around in town for a while.
And not only is it the show opening, but he's going to be there.
Yeah.
He's going to be there on site. And I know that Jake Rude of Transmission, he's going to be DJing on site. And Jake has just been pacing the hallways for weeks because he's just so pumped up about that event. So, yeah, that's a huge opening night tonight.
Yeah. And the show runs through August 30th. So, a great summer show to get you over to the MIA as part of its 100th birthday.
All right. Sounds good. In between Rock the Garden this weekend and theater shows and. And museum
and midsummer celebrations.
And celebrations, you should have no problem finding something to do.
Trust me.
Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. She stops by Thursday mornings for the Arts Roundup. Marianne, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
89.3 The Current.